We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Marvelous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Ho Tooth, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gornarim. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Changhua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Qinghe Cable TV, Yongcha Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Goshen County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, channel 105 on Mingchang Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Nations received a generous donation from Qatar for humanitarian projects. In NOAA Living News, a New Zealander young lifesaver rescues a 5-year-old boy. In cultural news, Mexico receives a donation of more than 8,000 ancient artifacts. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 9, is the first day of Passover, one of the most important Jewish festivals. It is a time of remembrance of the liberation of the ancient Israelis through the leadership of the prophet Moses, and lasts 7 or 8 days, depending on the tradition. This joyful occasion is celebrated with customs, including family gatherings and the retelling of the beloved Passover story. We wish our Jewish brethren a blessed and memorable Passover.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Olac or Vietnam. Over the months of February and March, tens of thousands of trees were planted in northern Olac's Thanh Hóa, Quảng Ninh, and Thừa Thiên Huế provinces, as well as other areas in need of greening. The trees are a remedy to soil erosion on the region's barren hillsides, which could worsen the effects of flooding in the rainy season. Making many of these activities possible was Supreme Master Qinghai's donation at the beginning of 2009, totaling $50,000. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $885,000 in necessary materials in the United States based on the cost of living in Olac. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our association members in northern Olac who had joined the local government leaders and residents in their fruitful endeavors.
March 29, 2009, respected Master, after the donation of $20,000 that Master sent to Ngoc Lac District, Thanh Hóa Province, Northern Olac, on February 18, 2009 for reforestation, recently Master has sent an extra amount of $30,000 to plant more trees all over the country to bring about a fresh, clean atmosphere and especially to help reduce the danger of global warming. With his monetary assistance, we have been able to green a total area of 307 hectares of land both upstream and along the shore in a number of central and northern Olac provinces. Local government and residents of the above-mentioned regions were very touched and expressed their deep gratitude to Master.
Tôi xin chân thành cảm ơn Thanh Hà Vô Thượng Sư đã hỗ trợ cho tôi 60 triệu đồng này. Tôi lấy rất là hân hạnh. Tôi sẽ sử dụng 60 triệu này mua cây giống cho thiệt tốt để như vậy là trồng rừng cho thật xanh tốt, phủ xanh, mang lại cái môi trường xanh, sạch đẹp.
Tôi cảm ơn Ngài Hải để mà phụ ủng hộ cho địa phương chúng tôi, bà con chúng tôi được phát huy lên lại. Từ đó là bà con rất phấn khởi.
Phó trưởng thôn Phước Lập có lời cảm tạ đến với ngài Thanh Hải đã ủng hộ gạo cho thôn chúng tôi, số gạo ăn để bảo vệ rừng và sắp trồng mới 100 mẫu rừng nữa. Một lần nữa tôi xin chân thành cảm ơn ngài.
Chúng tôi xin thay mặt cho toàn thể bà con hiện nay đang nhận cái số cây mà ngài Vô Thượng Sư đã là giúp đỡ, thì chúng tôi xin thay mặt bà con xin chân thành cảm ơn ngài Vô Thượng Sư.
We respectfully send our infinite gratefulness for your loving care in the effort to recover forests. Because of that, the protective forests in those provinces not only can be revived to help avoid natural disaster and flood, but also raises people's awareness, giving them a new determination to help protect our beautiful planet Earth, and to build a world abounding in love and hope. Rejoicing in Master's infinite grace, Olac News Group.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this news with our viewers who may be glad to know of people's actions to protect the planet. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our praise and appreciation to the local leaders and participants of these tree planting campaigns. We are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's encouragement to people for reviving their environment, and we thank our OLACs or Vietnamese association members for their wholehearted participation. We look forward to seeing these trees reach their full splendor, just as we pray that with more caring hands, our earth will return to being lush, life-filled, and wondrous once again.
European Union donates funds to farmers in developing countries. As the first installment of a 1 billion euro food facility aid package, the European Union is providing 314 million euros to 23 developing countries to help improve their food security. The goal is to support farmers in purchasing fertilizer and seeds over the next 3 years in a total of 50 developing countries. Ethiopia will be the beneficiary of the largest amount of funds, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo and then the Palestinian territories. European Union, heaven rewards your generous support of brethren in need. Blessed be such efforts in helping bestow abundant crops upon all nations.
Passengers rescued from sea accident. Upon receiving notice of a collision between the vessels Sunriser and Sequest off the coast of the Philippine Sorsogon province, the Philippine Coast Guard immediately sent a ship to the scene. According to the chief of the Philippine Coast Guard, Admiral Wilfredo Tamayo, and the 19 passengers of the Sunriser were saved and are now safe. A hero salute to the Philippine Coast Guard for your quick and timely rescue efforts. May your noble endeavors be ever blessed as we wish all passengers a joyful return to their homes.
U.S.-Cuban relations are on the rise. A group of U.S. legislators recently visited Havana, where they met with the island nation's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, and discussed enhanced cooperation between the two countries. The delegation also attended a memorial service for civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., on the 41st anniversary of his passing. Their visit heralds what could be significant changes in the two nations' relations, including U.S. President Barack Obama's plans to lift restrictions on family travel and cash remittances sent to Cuba. Our respectful congratulations, United States and Cuba, on your expanding relations. We look forward to seeing warm-hearted friendships flourishing once again amongst all people of your countries.
UK Rabbit saves caregivers from dangerous gas leak. Warrant Taylor and Casey Leathers of Berkshire, United Kingdom, were awakened when their two-year-old rabbit named Bunny climbed the stairs from the kitchen and then persistently scratched at their bedroom door. Mr. Taylor said, "The house was full of an overwhelming gas smell because a gas ring had been left on. She alerted us to the danger." He said that Bunny normally sleeps in the kitchen at night, but somehow that evening she was able to undo the securely shut door to exit so that she could alert them upstairs. Mr. Taylor added, "She's a hero." Indeed. We salute you, Bunny, for your quick intelligence and loyalty in saving the lives of your beloved human companions. Wishing you all enjoy many more happy moments together as we are reminded to cherish the lives of all our devoted animal companions.
Malaysia's health minister awarded for promoting vegetarian diet. The Asia-Pacific branch of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, has honored Malaysia's health minister Datuk Seri Liao Tiong Lai with the PROGI, or Progress Award, for advocating animal-friendly culture and commerce. Minister Liao is concerned about his nation's health and suggests the adoption of a meat-free diet. PETA Director Jason Baker said, "Mr. Liao is promoting healthy living and we commend him for leading by example," adding that being veg is the best thing anyone can do for their health, for the animals, and for the planet. Congratulations, Your Excellency, for this well-deserved recognition. May your devoted leadership inspire fellow citizens and officials alike in joining the veg trend for their own vitality and that of our Earth.
Save our planet. UK Parliament member speaks on livestock and climate change. In the UK House of Commons in late March, Member of Parliament for Bristol East, Kerry McCarthy, discussed the alarming impact to the planet caused by meat consumption. Besides mentioning statistics on the immense amounts of water, grain, energy, land, and fuel that are needed to support the production of meat, Ms. McCarthy cited the United Nations report Livestock's Long Shadow in presenting the dangerous levels of greenhouse gas emissions caused by the industry, particularly methane, which has a much higher heat-trapping effect than CO2. Our deep gratitude, Parliament Member McCarthy, for your courageous and wise voice in sharing the vital news of meat consumption's planetary impact with others in the British government. May more and more nations make the choice to promote the plant-based diet to save ourselves and our magnificent Earth.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Save our planet. Water crisis looms this summer in Kashmir Valley. The rapid retreat of glaciers in the India-administered Kashmir Valley is a source of great concern for the communities that depend on the water and food they support. The main glacier noted to be receding is the nearly 18,000-foot-high Kolahoy, but also affected are Shishnag, Dajwash, Amarnath, and Zanskar in Ladakh, among others.
Vice President and spokesperson for the Indian Mountaineering Foundation, or IMF, Mohammed Ashraf, noted his shock in observing the magnitude of glacier melt and its effects on one of the main rivers supplying water to the Kashmir Valley. He is calling for an end to human activities such as deforestation that causes global warming in order to save the glaciers that are a vital part of the valley's food security. We are grateful, Vice President Ashraf of the Indian Mountaineering Foundation, for your urgent call to action. Our prayers for the Kashmiri people's well-being and for humanity's actions of greater consideration to ensure the preservation of our precious environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently pointed out that the solution to a number of the deep crises faced worldwide, including resource scarcity and conflicts, is a plant-based diet. The following is an excerpt from a July 2008 telephone interview with Mr. James Bean, host of the U.S.-based Spiritual Awakening radio station.
So it is meat diet that really caused the shortage of food. We have 862 million hungry people in 2008, and the grain that we feed the livestock alone is enough for 2 billion people. Now, concerning water, one serving of beef is 1,200 gallons. One serving of chicken, 330 gallons, and one complete vegan meal, including tofu, rice, vegetables, etc., is only 98 gallons. So you see, now everybody was talking a lot about food shortage and water shortage. The main cause is, again, livestock raising. That is not included the contamination of most world bodies of water and related usages. Now, about financial costs even, the health costs for related illness only. In the United States alone, $120 to $150 billion per year. And it's not just about all this sickness and water and food shortage. It breeds war because when people are hungry and insecure about food and famine everywhere, they might just do anything. And that's why we have war. So I think a vegetarian diet, it is not for religious people alone, it is truly necessary for us to survive.
Save our planet. Enhancing New York's Empire State Building with Eco Makeover. Built in 1931, the Empire State Building in New York City, USA, is undergoing a $500 million U.S. dollar renovation that includes green design principles and a goal of saving $4.4 million U.S. dollars a year on energy. Through a partnership between Johnson Controls Incorporated, project manager Jones Lang LaSalle Incorporated, the Clinton Climate Initiative, and the Rocky Mountain Institute, the 102-story building is expected to reduce energy consumption by nearly 40%. Plans include upgraded windows, new air conditioning and heating systems that generate cool water, energy-efficient lighting with motion detection features, and an internet-based system to assist tenants in monitoring and conserving energy. Way to go, Empire State Building Project Partners in New York City. Our accolades for your vision in renovating this legendary structure to benefit health and the environment while retaining its original dignity and beauty.
Save our planet. Lhasa City goes green. The Tibetan city of Lhasa plans to spend over $248 million U.S. dollars to renovate, expand, and construct over 20 parks and 7 roads as part of a major greening project. The goal is to transform Lhasa into an eco-garden city with abundant trees and refreshing green spaces in urban areas and roadsides. projects will also work to preserve unique historical and cultural features. Bravo for your eco initiatives, Laza. We look forward to visiting your transformed urban region where arbors and greenery bring out the best in the city and her people.
Save our planet. The Iran Fisheries Institute announces that human activities such as fishing and pollution have led to the Caspian Sea sturgeon now being in danger of extinction.
Save our planet. Four U.S. workers' union groups and two environmental groups have joined to form the Blue-Green Alliance, which is offering its endorsement of a congressional bill seeking to reduce U.S. emissions over 80% by 2050.
Hello there, I'm Hermy the Snail, and I live on a tasty plant-based diet. Here's a tip on protecting our delightful feathered friends. When removing the security ring from a plastic bottle, please snip the ring with a pair of scissors. Then there is no chance of any bird being harmed by accidentally getting caught in it. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, State of Qatar donates $40 million to the United Nations humanitarian programs worldwide. The United Nations Office for Humanitarian Coordination announced that $30 million will be allocated to assist the urgent needs of Gaza and $10 million will be utilized by the Central Emergency Relief Fund. The contribution to Gaza will be used for the UN relief and works for Palestine refugees in the Near East and to provide more than 1 million Palestinian people with food from the World Food Program. In addition, other agencies will be able to access funds according to their needs. Our sincere appreciation, State of Qatar and the United Nations. Heaven bless your generosity and care to the people of Palestine. May many lives be benefited to help usher in bright tomorrows.
In noble living news, New Zealand's young lifesaver rescues a boy. Cameron Turchie, with the help of two fellow surfers, saved a five-year-old boy who had been caught in a riptide at Mount Manganui's main beach. The three surfers were taking part in the Under-14 Ocean Athletes Championships. 12-year-old Cameron, a trained surf lifesaver, noticed the struggling boy and swam out 200 metres from shore to reach him and held him up. Cameron's friends, Sadwin Brophy, aged 13, and Tamura Forbes, aged 14, assisted until lifeguards arrived in a rescue boat. The five-year-old was taken to hospital and soon released. You are a true hero, young Cameron Turchie. Our accolades and God bless you and the others involved in protecting a precious life. May all swimmers and surfers have many safe outings, enjoying our magnificent beaches and oceans. Coming up, Mexico receives 3,000-year-old artifacts. We just heard the elephants trumpeting to communicate with each other. Be right back. More praiseworthy news next on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enhancing news for a beautiful world. In cultural news, Mexican Museum displays 3,000-year-old artifacts. Xochicalco Archaeological Site Museum in Xochicalco, Mexico, is exhibiting over 8,000 antique pieces that have been contributed to the nation by Madame Nadine Vinot of France. The collection, which is shown at the museum until the end of May 2009, originally belonged to Madame Vinot's late husband, Mr. Miguel Lioff of the United States of America. Xochicalco Archaeology Director Marco Antonio Santos stated, "It literally took my breath away as I opened case after case to discover these objects. Our gratitude, Madame Nadine Vinot, for your kind gift, and congratulations, Mexico, on having these amazing antiquities to enjoy. May a glimpse of the rich history of the spiritual people of the region help to encourage many to a glorious and elevated future."
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, A Better Choice.
A new soldier was brought before the MP for some offence. The MP told him, "You can take your choice, 1 month's restriction or 1 month's pay." The new soldier said, "All right, sir, I will take the money."
And now for our viewers' heartline. Vegan Future Watch Supreme Master Television's public service announcement on an effective solution for global warming, namely the vegan diet. Based in Ireland, Vegan Future states that it is a peaceful campaign group which works to raise awareness about the cruelty of the meat and dairy industry and promote the health and environmental benefits of the vegan lifestyle. Vegan Future says,
"Listen to Dirty Hannah's positive message and go vegan today. Please download the free starter kit booklet from our website, myspace.com/veganfuture. Vegan Future from Ireland.
Vibrant Vegan Future. We totally agree with you. The beautiful and kind-hearted Daryl Hannah makes it so clear that the plant-based diet is suitable for humans. Thank you for sharing your website with our viewers. It has so much good information to help people transition to the earth-friendly diet. We pray that 2009 is the year all global citizens are united in nurturing a peaceful atmosphere, beginning at their tables with a non-violent, animal-free diet. With love, following a veggie diet is easy and is guaranteed to help us keep our planetary home. Best wishes with your noble endeavours in the benevolent light of heaven."
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. If you have any stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May our world be blessed with peace for all. The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Mexico and the United Kingdom issue a joint declaration to collaborate on a wide range of bilateral and international issues, including climate change, culture, and education.
United States President Barack Obama pledges to work on U.S. relations with Europe and highlights the importance of all nations working together for a peaceful world.
Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and President Jalal Talabani affirm their protection of the 11,000 Palestinian refugees living in Iraq as Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas thanks the dignitaries for sheltering them.
The Major League Baseball Stadium, Comerica Park in Detroit, Michigan, announces plans to add veggie hot dogs to their menu of vegan burgers and other veg foods.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev meet to commemorate 18 years of friendly relations, pledging new bilateral agreements to deepen their country's ties.
Japanese artist Yoko Ono creates a 7-foot mural entitled Promise that will be auctioned as 67 puzzle pieces, with the proceeds donated to an autism charity.
Western African country Guinea-Bissau thanks Cuba for her helping in alleviating critical health conditions and for training medical doctors to work in the country.
Iraq's retired goalkeeper Rod Hamoudi, who led the national football team during the 1986 World Cup in Mexico City, is elected head of Iraq's National Olympic Committee.
3 indigenous universities opened in Cochabamba, Bolivia, teaching in native languages and dedicated to indigenous culture, with other similar schools underway across the nation.
The 36th Arab Labor Conference in Jordan acknowledges the essential need for women in the labor market, making recommendations for their empowerment as well as protection according to the international and Arab standards.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.